This podcast is free and it's accessible to everyone thanks to support from listeners like you. If you value this show, please consider supporting its production by donating to our home, KUOW. It only takes a minute to give, and you'll be helping to support the production of this podcast. Make a donation at kuow.org or follow the link in the show notes. And thanks!
Good day. This is Week in Review host Bill Radke here with another episode of Words in Review. University of Washington Classics professor Sarah Stroop joins me, for she too has an abiding affection for words.
Like, I'm hot for words like Van Halen was hot for Teacher.
And the word we're hot for today, well, you'll be hearing it a lot this year in Washington State.
Gubernatorial races.
Washington State gubernatorial candidate
publicly exploring a gubernatorial run.
And gubernatorial chiefs of staff.
We keep saying this word because Jay Inslee's not running again, which leaves a vacancy in the governor's race. Or should I say, the race that is gubernatorial.
It comes from the Latin word gubernator, like the pilot or the steersman of a ship. And that's...
So like the governor's the head of the ship of state?
Yeah. The Mediterranean doesn't have a lot of this thing that's called sea room. And so sea room is how far you can be blown off course in a storm before you hit something. The Pacific, for instance, has a great deal of sea room. You can be blown off course for days and you're fine. But the Mediterranean does not, because you're gonna hit something pretty quickly. So I think in the ancient world in particular, and in this place in the world, the idea of a ship of state and the gubernator being the most important person was really meaningful. I think it really caught on. It made sense to them. And I think it still works today.
Yes, it does. Politics are dangerous waters. But medieval Europe had quit using the Latin word. Even English speakers were using the French version, gouverneur, with a V, later pronounced governor, or...
Hello, governor! Hello, governor!
Hello, governor!
So, if we had a V word, why did we bring back the Latin B word?
What starts happening in this period, in the late 1400s, is that Europe starts becoming all hot for Latin.
There it is again.
I know. It always works.
But don't worry, I won't play Van Halen again. Probably. So, why did Europe get all hot for Latin in the 1400s? Because of manuscript hunters. They went around to old monasteries and brought back ancient writings.
They're gathering all these manuscripts in Latin and Greek. These were languages that weren't spoken anymore. They were studied, but in a very limited way. And this coincides with the Renaissance, right? Suddenly getting all of this rebirth, of getting all of this ancient knowledge, all these ancient texts that people just hadn't had for hundreds of years or a thousand years. All these new texts were being discovered. And it was sort of like, wow, there was really in the period, there was this fascination with, like, what was this ancient world? And I think that must have dragged gubernator back.
The weird thing about gubernatorial, and actually my colleague, Dyer Oxley, who writes our daily blog Today So Far, he brought this up. We only say gubernatorial at election time.
Right.
Why don't we say the governor? Why isn't it
right.
Governor Inslee?
We should bring that back.
Dyer said that Arnold Schwarzenegger could have been the gubernator.
But that's why words are so fun. Like, I can't really explain that. It's like a detective novel. And every new clue that you find tells you something more about yourself.
About yourself?
So I guess part of it is really developing your own personal relationship with words, which anybody can have. Is this really the word that I want? Does this have all the flavors that I'm trying to capture and what I'm trying to say? You could think about it like music, right? So musicians will have their little riffs, right?
Yeah. Or Stephen Sondheim's song still sounds like a Stephen Sondheim song to me. I recognize his favorite riffs.
Right, right.
Although how can you know who you are till you know what you want, which you don't, so then which do you pick? Where you're safe, out of sight, and yourself, but where everything's wrong.
And so I think we all get to have our own style in how we speak and how we write. You know, a couple of real famous guys, Cicero is one of them, and he definitely had his musical style and is very, very recognizable.
From what licentiousness have your eyes? From what atrocity have your hands? From what iniquity has your whole body ever abstained?
He had turns of phrase that he liked, and he had rhythms that he liked, and he had vocabulary that he made super famous, just sort of like became his vocabulary. that's interesting to me because I'm studying some later people who like riff on Cicero or sample him.
I think it was Cicero who said, got it bad, got it bad, got it bad. No, wait, I promised him I wouldn't. Okay, students, here are the Cliff's Notes. Gubernatorial comes from helmsman, ship of state, Mediterranean shipwrecks, manuscript hunters, hot for Latin. We still say it, and who knows why. Cicero, words have flavor, so choose them wisely. I got it. And that's Words in Review this week. Thank you to Kevin Kniestad for production help. We'll be back soon with another Week in Review. I'm Bill Radke.